As of January 1st, California no longer prevents additional welfare payments for families who have more children while receiving state aid. Opponents of the maximum family grant called it discriminatory and invasive, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
The 1994 rule was expressly promoted at the time as a way to discourage people on welfare from having more children. Jessica Bartolo of the Western Center on Law and Poverty says it included exemptions for mothers who tried sterilization or permanent intrauterine contraception and they failed, or in cases of rape.
But only if she had reported the rape within 12 months and if she brought a copy of her very personal private rape report with the police. And what we're talking about here is $130. This barely pays for diapers.
Vivian Thorpe is now a legal advocate for low-income communities in Alameda County. For 10 years prior to that, she received state aid, except for her third child because of the maximum family grant.
It made it really difficult to adequately clothe my children, to sometimes feed them. I had to rely a lot on the local food pantries.
A wide array of groups, from the Catholic Church to Planned Parenthood, opposed the rule in recent years. But until this year, Democratic lawmakers prioritized other spending, while Republicans argued the $200 million a year it would cost for repeal could be better spent on jobs programs. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.